It's time for this week's Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we visit with Phil McLean. He is chairman of the National Wheat Foundation. And Phil, you just launched this past week your National Wheat Yield Contest for 2018. So why don't you just start off by giving us a few details what you're looking forward to with this year's contest?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we're real excited about it. This will be our third year. And this year we've added a little different component to it that we haven't had in the past, and it is a quality component of the contest. And so there's quite a few things that we're interested in checking there. Of course, it'll be checked by FGIS to get the grade, and that is a requirement for people to enter the wheat yield contest, but that's the only requirement for quality at this point, but we're testing a lot of other things in that quality sample.
And you said you added that new component as far as quality. Talk about why that's important and why you're really wanting to focus on that this upcoming contest.
Well, we want to make sure that we're growing high quality wheat. You know, you can't be very profitable if you don't have a good market for your wheat. And wheat growers are not interested in growing feed wheat. We're interested in growing quality melon wheat. And so we've looked at the parameters of what it takes to be a good quality sample that our customers overseas would be interested in. And so hopefully in years to come, we'll carry out more things to bring quality more to the forefront. Some of the things that we're looking at in these samples now, even though it's not required, is we'll be looking at the protein, we'll be looking at moisture, 1,000 kernel weight, pollen numbers, and DOM, just to mention a few things.
I know you said, Phil, that this is its third year, so it's not brand new, but it is fairly new. And so talk about how that's helped move the discussion around wheat forward and some of the gains that you guys have made since starting this contest.
That's right. It's what it's done is it's created an opportunity for growers to communicate among themselves about what they're doing to not only grow higher yield, but to grow quality wheat. And so that's one of the things that we've seen that has happened in other contests, whether it be corn or soybeans, and state contests that have been going on. It's an opportunity for growers to see what other growers are doing, to see if they can do a better job. And hopefully we can have higher yields, higher quality, and we can return more profitability to the farmer by learning new techniques.
And now we're going to look back a little bit. 2017's contest was very successful for you guys and set some records, something I'm sure you're hoping to achieve in 2018.
That's right. We had about 257 people entered the contest. I wish it was 257,000, but our hope is that doubled the contest, and our hope is to continue to grow every year. We would like to get up to where we have anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 participants. And in the future, the way that we can do that is as we get more people to enroll, then hopefully we can start having it rewarded by class. We're only doing four different winters now, with two with the spring and the winter, but hopefully we can have all six classes represented, and we can have areas where we can reward people on a national level for maybe even 12 different levels of entry. So it'll give more people an opportunity to win and to receive, you know, what they deserve is a good reward for doing hard work.
All right, and then for the important details, Phil, how can people go about getting registered, finding information on this year's contest, and, of course, the big one, those prizes?
Well, they can certainly go to the National Wheat Foundation website and go in and find out all of that information. People that want to enter into the contest certainly will have an opportunity to look at the rules before they sign into the contest, and that'll be important for people to do this time more than before, because we'll have to mail out sample kits to all the participants so that they can take a 2.5-pound wheat sample that we can bring back in and have it graded. So they won't have to do anything other than get the kit, fill it up, and mail it back in. And we're going to make it as easy on the participants as we possibly can.
Thanks so much. It's Phil McLean, chairman of the National Wheat Foundation, talking to us about their just launched National Wheat Yield Contest for 2018. With this week's Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board, I'm Shaylee Peters.